Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Amen. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. You can follow us on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to past episodes, or you can also leave comments and questions on our show page. And you can also press 1 if you're listening live to ask questions if we have time at the end of the show. So listen, what I need you to do is go grab your pen, grab your paper, grab your Bible so we can get started. And while you're doing that, amen, you know, why are we going through these unstable times? This is where the people of God need to step in and show the love of God. I know a lot of people are lacking basic necessities like food. This is where we step in. Give to your local food banks. You can go to Chicago. For those of you local, chicagofoodbank.org. If you're across the United States, you can go to feedamerica.org. Give, amen. And all right, if you're here locally, amen. I know I keep saying locally, amen, but first we've got to take care of home, amen. You can go to the Clifton P. Lewis Foundation on the west side of Chicago. You can go to their website. And it's www.livelifeunbreakable.com. You can purchase items that are going holy. 100% of the proceeds are going to the foundation. They also accept donations of baby clothes and things like that, and they give them to needed parents and people who are in need in the area. So please, at this time, I know a lot of people are worried and anxious, but we're not anxious. Hallelujah. We know the God that we serve, and God has been so good to us, and this is where we give. Amen? So let us pray. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. I bless and praise you. I bless and honor you, and I bless and adore you, Lord God. I thank you because this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence, your joy, your peace, your goodness, Lord God. I thank you that you're moving with us. You're touching us, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're on our side, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, I ask you just to come in and have your way. We bind up every distraction spirit, every hindrance spirit, every harassing spirit, Lord God. Every tormenting spirit is being bound up the atmosphere of your people on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for a sound mind in Christ Jesus on today, Lord God. I thank you that you're moving on, hallelujah, on the behalf of your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, I just thank you, hallelujah. I bless and praise you. I bless and honor you, and I bless and adore you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders, amen. I know we usually start off with a quick little review of what we talked about last time, but I thank God for Blog Talk Radio, amen. Last time we were together, special guest, amen, Elder Ricardo Lawrence, and we talked about an abundant life in Christ Jesus. And for those of you who missed that show, you can always go on Blog Talk Radio, go to Truth Finders, and you can pull up that episode and listen to it. It was powerful, amen. But we really got to the bottom of life. Jesus came that we have life and that more abundantly. And so we really dug into that, and I thank God for the abundant life that he's given us through the Word of God, amen. But on today, we're going to talk about the benefits of waiting, amen, the benefits of waiting. And I don't know about you, but since we've been in the house and on quarantine during this COVID season, amen, I felt that God has taught me so much. And fellow truth finders, you know, I always try to share with you what God has shared with me, amen. And so I have really, truly started to understand when the Bible says wait, I'm starting to understand what the Lord is really saying concerning wait. Amen. And so today we're going to talk about the benefits of waiting. Amen. And so when we start off here, let's look at what wait means according to the dictionary. Amen. According to Webster, it's to stay where one is or delay action until a particular time or until something else happens. And that's the natural definition of it. Amen. When we look at the spiritual side, I want to start with Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Very familiar scripture. Amen. We hear it all the time. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at 28 so you can get some context in the scripture. Amen. It says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And so when we look at waiting, what waiting does in our lives, how God moves when we wait on him, amen. The first thing when we look at Isaiah chapter 40, amen, what first thing we realize that when we wait, God renews our strength. Amen. He renews our strength. A lot of times we go through some things and God says, just wait. Just wait. Amen. And while we're waiting, while we're sitting there, God is just pouring into us and he's renewing us. And he, just like when we look at Elijah, hallelujah, in the Old Testament, God said, go drink, go eat, go lay on your, renew your strength. Amen. Let me do it. Amen. And so the first benefit of waiting is renewing your strength. And here's the thing. The word of God is so awesome. Amen. And it's so rich. When we look at wait, when I looked up wait in the Greek and the Hebrew dictionary, amen, when we look at wait here and renewing our strength according to Isaiah 40 and 31, it's to bind together, to expect together. And so what God is doing, when he's talking here in Isaiah 40 and 31, he's saying, just sit here so I can strengthen you, so I can bind together, so I can gather you together, so I can pull you in. So I can give you the strength to go on. So the first benefit of waiting is renewing our strength. A second benefit, hallelujah, of waiting, amen, is Psalms 37 and 7. The 37th division of Psalms, and we're going to look at verse 7. And it says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass." So the second thing we're looking at here is rest. The benefits of waiting. First, we found out to renew your strength. The second is to rest. Amen? Rest. When you wait on God, you rest in him. And here when we look at this, it means to twist or whirl, to dance, to respond with discomfort, to band together. And so God is saying, if you wait on the Lord and wait patiently, and that's key, that wait patiently for me. Lie in me, trust in me, let me work out everything. Because what waiting does is, and I don't know about you, but a lot of times when you're waiting on the Lord and you see, you'll see the hand of God manifest in every area, places where you didn't understand or where you're going to move and you say, no, what? I'm just going to wait on the Lord. I'm just going to do like Apostle Paul told me to do, to be anxious for nothing, be careful for nothing, but everything with my prayers and supplication and thanksgiving, making all requests known unto him, I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to stop trying to do it in my strength and just wait patiently on the Lord. As he gives you rest, hallelujah, you'll find that the clarity will come. Everything that you need will come in that spirit and that time of waiting on the Lord. Amen. The third benefit of waiting is build your faith. Amen. Let's look at Psalms 27:14, and just flip over. And as you can imagine, we're going to be in Psalms a lot on today, but I thank God for the things that he does in our life. Amen. Psalms 27, verse 14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And so here when we look at wait, hallelujah, it builds your faith. It builds your faith. like the Bible said, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, as you're waiting on God. I know a lot of times, hallelujah, I don't know about you, but sometimes I say to myself, I thank God that he did not answer my prayer right away. He waited to answer my prayer, and it built my faith. Amen. If he had gave it to me right away, my faith would be not built. But I know that he's a God, hallelujah, who faith. As long as I trust in him, as long as I depend on him, as long as I wait in patience. He said this twice, which is amazing. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And a lot of people say, just wait on the Lord, just wait on the Lord. But when you truly in a place where you understand that while you're waiting on the Lord, he's building up your strength, hallelujah. He's building your faith, amen. Your hope is growing, hallelujah. You're saying, you know what? As I know God did it before, he's going to do it again, and I'm going to sit here until God moves on my behalf. That builds your faith. And we know without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. So when the benefit of waiting is he's building my faith. God is not punishing you. God is not answering your prayers. What God is doing for you is actually building you up in your most holy faith while you're waiting. So waiting is not a bad thing. Waiting is not something to be discouraged. When we wait in the Lord, hallelujah, which is the difference, when we wait in the Lord, the benefits and the blessings that come out of, hallelujah, out of the waiting far exceeds the blessing itself, hallelujah. I don't know about you, hallelujah, but there's been times, hallelujah, where God waited on the Lord, and I waited on the Lord, and I waited on the Lord, and that thing, hallelujah, was an idol in my heart, and as I waited on the Lord, God pulled that thing out of my heart as an idol and replaced himself with it, and when I got that thing didn't destroy me. That thing didn't take me down, hallelujah. That thing didn't become lust to me because I waited on the Lord in faith, and he built my faith and said, that's just a little thing, hallelujah. I know people be waiting on houses and cars, and they sit here and they say, well, God said he's going to give me a house. God said he's going to do this, amen. But God said, you're going to wait on me because I don't want the house to take you away from me. I don't want the house to take you out of my hand. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to make you wait. And while you're waiting, I'm building your faith. I'm making you an encourager. I'm making you knowing that all things work together for the good of them that love me and called according to my purpose. Amen. And so when we see waiting, waiting is a benefit. And you have to understand that, saints of God, that God is trying to build you up. He wants your soul first. Your soul is the most important thing to God. Hallelujah. These things, these earthly things, hallelujah, those material things, they are nothing. Amen. Even things that you want on him, God will give them to you, but he will give it to you in due season that it won't destroy you. Hallelujah. And so another benefit of waiting, amen, let's look at Psalms 40 and 1. Let's flip over to Psalms, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Psalms 40 and 1. And it says here, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. So a fourth benefit is waiting. He answers your prayers. Hallelujah. He answers your prayers. See, this is the thing. We'll go in and we'll pray. Then we'll get up and we'll start moving. We'll start trying to figure it out and work it out. But God said, no, 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 no. David said here, I wait. And it's an all caps. I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And so when we wait on the Lord, when we pray and sit still and know that you know that God is going to move on your behalf, what's going to happen is those prayers that went up, you give them time to work them out for the will and the do for your good pleasure. You give them time to move things and move people. We know the heart of the king is in the hand of God. You give, hallelujah, God a chance to go in and touch the hearts of people to be able to give to you. You give them a chance, hallelujah, to go throughout the land, amen, and bring all the resources you need. But you just got to wait on the Lord. You can't pray for something, then turn around and try to work it out. Hallelujah. God is not a God of works. He said, not by might and not by power, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And so David is explaining to us, look, saints, if you just pray and wait on the Lord, he will answer your prayers. Just wait on him. He desires to give you good. He desires to speak to you. You are his children, amen. He wants to give you, hallelujah, good things. He wants you to be He wants to be your God and you be his people, amen? And so if you pray and just wait for him to move, he will do it, amen? And so we're still talking about the benefits of waiting. Let's look at Psalm 62 and 1. I hope you're getting these truth finders. I hope this is helping you. I know during this time, this downtime where I've been at home, God has really, truly explained to me what wait means. The Holy Ghost said to me, these things take time. Amen. All these things take time. And what God do is excellent, and no one can do it better. And as he wait on them and he line things up, even concerning answers, you can pray for something today. Amen. But don't move until he answers you. Just wait on the answer. Hallelujah. So it's so many benefits. I know so many times a lot of us, and I know truth finders, a lot of us pray for stuff. Hallelujah. And we say, well, I got to get this done. Why am I going to get it? And he said, nope. Why pray about it? Then turn around and do it. I'm the God. Why would you pray and ask me to do it and then not wait for me to do it? Amen. Let's look at Psalm 62 and 1. You all should be over there by now. And it says, truly my soul waits upon God. From him comes my salvation. And so when we look at here, the fifth thing of a benefit of waiting is peace. And in the Hebrew, that means stillness, a quietness. Amen. When you wait on the Lord, hallelujah, he gives you a peace. He gives you a comfort. He gives you an assurance. He said, you know that you're saved. You know that he's your God. You know that God is going to do it. And so when we're in a space where we're waiting, hallelujah, where he's told us to wait, he said, my soul waits upon God. My soul, my inner man, that inner being, he said, it waits for God. It knows who he is. And that lines up what we were talking about earlier about Apostle Paul when he said, must not be anxious for nothing. The next verse say, you know, be anxious for nothing, but everything with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, making all requests known unto you. And the peace of God that will surpass all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the situation or the storms are raging around you, if you pray, hallelujah, and just wait on God or wait for the answer or get in that place, hallelujah, to hear from God, he'll give you a peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at Proverbs. Proverbs 20 and 22. Hallelujah. And we're talking about the benefits of waiting. Number one was renew our strength. Number two, waiting gives us rest. Number three, waiting builds our faith. Number four, waiting answers gives God enough time to answer our prayers. Number five, waiting gives us peace. And we're looking at Proverbs. We're going over to Proverbs, the book of wisdom, amen. Proverbs chapter 20. And we're going to look at verse 22. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 22 says this. Hallelujah. Say not thy, I will recompense evil. But wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Waiting on the Lord will have vengeance on your enemies. And I didn't say revenge. Hallelujah. Because revenge comes from the flesh that man does. But vengeance. Vengeance is what God does, which is lined up with judgment and justice. God is a God of judgment and justice. No one's getting away with anything. But when you wait on the Lord, hallelujah, he will fight your battle. He told the man of God, hallelujah, this battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. And God's telling us that. You don't have to go through and do nothing. You don't have to go and make a reputation of yourself. You don't have to go fight your own battles. You don't have to go in a place and go back and retaliate on things that people have said or done to you. He said, if you just wait, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God will work it out. And one thing I say all the time, I said, can't nobody do you like Jesus, whether good or bad. Amen. Can't nobody get back at your enemies like Jesus can. Hallelujah. All you have to do is wait. Just wait. Let it go. Give it to God. Just leave it there at the altar. God knows. He sees everything. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows what they did to you. He knows what they said to you. He knows when they tried to destroy you. But God, he said, if you wait on me, hallelujah, I'm going to take care of your enemies. I'm going to make them your footstool, matter of fact. I'm going to use them to raise you up. Just wait. Just wait. Don't be impatient. Impatience is a sin to God. Hallelujah. That says that you think you deserve something faster than you should. But God says, just rest in me. Just wait on me. Just let me move in your life. Let me be your God and you be my people. Just wait. And if you just wait, oh, the glory of God is going to manifest itself in your life like never before. If you just settle in, hallelujah. You know, he told us in Psalms 91, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So he's saying, I need you to come in and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Just rest in there and wait on me. Watch me move as you just continue to wait on me. Amen. And we still continue to talk about the benefits of waiting. Let's look at Romans. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 23. Get over there to the New Testament, saints, amen. Romans, hallelujah, chapter 8, verse 23. This might be some familiar scripture to you, amen. And not only they, let me go up one, but we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Hallelujah. He says that waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And so waiting brings hope. Hallelujah. Waiting means hope. We're looking forward to the day that Christ comes back and gets us. Amen. He told us in Matthew, if it was not so, I would not have told you that. Amen. He said, I'm preparing a place for you. Hallelujah. And where I am, you will be also. Amen. And so there's an expectation. There's a hope. Hallelujah. A hope that make it not a shame when you wait on the Lord, when you're standing on it. Hallelujah. When you're standing in that place where he's saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to come back and get you. I came and sent my son to give you life and that more abundantly. I came to defeat the adversary in your life. I came to destroy death. And then after all that, hallelujah, I'm going up to heaven to prepare a place for you where I am. You can be also. And so now we wait here on earth with expectation, understanding that this is not our home. We're just foreigners sojourning, hallelujah. That whereas we're here, hallelujah, we're waiting, we're hoping. When Jesus said, I will come back, hallelujah, and those who died in Christ will be taken up first, and then us who remain will be caught up in the air with him. That's our hope. That's what we're living for. We're living to live again. That's a hope that comes with waiting. As we sit here and we have expectation that our Lord and Savior is coming back to get us, we have a zeal, hallelujah. We have a confidence, hallelujah. We have a surety and joy that our Father, our Maker, is coming back to get us, hallelujah. The one, hallelujah, who died on the cross is coming back to get us. So now there's a hope, hallelujah. It's a hope, hallelujah, that the world didn't give you and the world surely can't take away from you. And this is what waiting does, hallelujah. It's not something, he said, wait in patience. Patience gives you the place, hallelujah, gets you to the place where your mind is right when you get there. Your heart is right, amen. And so while we're sitting here on earth working out our salvation with fear and trembling, amen, as God is working out the willing to do for his good pleasure through us, amen, we're waiting. And our faith is growing. Our joy is growing. Our mindset is changing. Hallelujah. Our speech is changing. Amen. Our surroundings are changing while we're waiting on God to move. Amen. As we're waiting in a place, hallelujah, he's teaching us how to go in peace. He's teaching us how to, hallelujah, call on the name of Jesus. He's keeping us to walk. He's teaching us how to walk in the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Acts 1, 4, and 5. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Amen. I hope this is helping you, saints, because it helped me. Amen. When I learned, hallelujah, that wait, hallelujah, was not a bad word. It wasn't a bad thing. Waiting was a good thing, because in that time where I waited, hallelujah, in those times where I sat there, God was able to reveal himself to me. Hallelujah. God was able to suck with me. God was able to talk to me. Hallelujah. While I waited, amen, he was able to build up my faith. He was able to build up my peace. He was able to build my confidence in him. He was able to renew my heart and strengthen me as I sat here and I waited on the Lord. I waited for him to move. Amen. And God is saying to you right now, as you wait on God, he's going to do it. He always does. Hallelujah. His word will not return unto him, boy. It will accomplish every single thing that he set it out to do. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. God is not a liar. It's going to happen. But while you're waiting in patience, he said, I got to teach you some things. And the only way for me to teach you is to make you wait. When we look at the children of Israel, amen, in the wilderness, he had to take them 40 years for them to get that stuff for that murmuring and complaining out of them, amen, 40 years. But those who, hallelujah, who believed in him, Caleb, hallelujah, and Joshua, those who knew what God was doing, he was able to bless them with the promised land that far exceeded what they could ask or think of because they had to wait in the 40 years, even though they believed God. Hallelujah. They believed God. The two of them, the two out of the 12, hallelujah, that believed God still had to wait the 40 years to get the blessing, to go into the promised land, to prosper, amen. But see, Joshua and them understood that as though God said he's going to do it, and I'm going to wait here no matter what it looks like. The people are dying off in the wilderness, hallelujah. The elders are dying, hallelujah. These people keep bucking up against God. He said, but Joshua and Caleb, as long as I stay here and wait, I'm going to see the glory of God. I'm going to see exactly what he promised us. And we sure enough, hallelujah, they got to the promised land. It was as fast as they thought they was, but like God told them in Deuteronomy, he said, look, you were in a promise for 40 years I made you wait, but your shoes never wore out, hallelujah. You had manna bread straight from heaven, hallelujah. Nothing attacked you. Your clothes were still intact, amen. Ain't nothing but God did that. Only God can put you in a place where he has you waiting and still provide for you, still be Jehovah Jireh that's providing for you on every side while you're waiting for the blessing that he promised you. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Hallelujah. And I thank him for it, amen. Let's look at Acts. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. And it says this, and being assembled together with them, command them that should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days. And so the last thing, hallelujah, when we talk about the benefits of waiting, power from on high, hallelujah. He told the disciples, wait here. Stay here. Just wait, because I'm going to do a miraculous thing in your life. I'm going to send the comforter. I'm going to send power from God. Hallelujah. The power, hallelujah, that rested on me. I'm going to send that to you. Just sit here in Jerusalem and wait on me. And thou tarry for the Holy Ghost. Just wait there until he shows up. And when he shows up, he is going to do some stuff in your life that you never knew before. He's going to do exceedingly, hallelujah, abundantly above all you can hope and think according to him. That's going to work in your life, not through you, but him. Wait on the Holy Spirit. Wait on God, and he's going to give you power from on high. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Fellow truth finder, our time is coming to an end. Hallelujah. I thank you all for joining us on today. Amen. I thank you all. Go back and read those scriptures. If you have any questions or comments, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio. Leave a comment. Amen. You can also email me at angelielawrence@yahoo.com. Amen. And look, I thank you all, amen. And I want you just to continue to remember this, hallelujah. It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome afternoon.